Current State on 90.5 WKAR. Thanks again for joining us. I'm Mark Bayshore. The number of jobs in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, the STEM fields, has been steadily increasing over the past decade. The Bureau of Labor Statistics expects that growth to accelerate in the next decade, with an additional 9 million STEM-related jobs opening up by 2022. And the shifting realities of the job market are shaping the nation's education policy. President Barack Obama is pushing for public and private investment to expand STEM learning opportunities and keep American students competitive. Closer to home, Governor Rick Snyder says STEM education and job training is essential to Michigan's economic future. Now, two state legislators have introduced bills that could make the state the first to offer STEM certifications on high school diplomas. Joining us to talk about the shifting landscape of STEM education in Michigan, Bob Geyer, Associate Director of the Create for STEM Institute here at Michigan State University. Welcome to the show, Bob.
Good morning, Mark. Welcome.
What does the landscape of STEM programs in Michigan generally look like right now?
I think mostly across our public K-12 system, we're seeing what everybody would recognize as traditional science and math education. From kindergarten to 12, kids are doing the same things that we've been doing in science and math for going on 50 years.
Now, does that need to change? That's the question. And I'm thinking of the Common Core when I ask that here. Will Common Core, would Common Core change that?
Common Core is certainly one effort by the Governor's Association to bring a set of common mathematics standards to Michigan. That really doesn't address the other areas of science and technology and engineering. A similar effort that was pioneered by the Carnegie Institute and the National Research Council addresses the other three STE components. That's started with something called the Framework for K-12 Science Education and has moved into the next generation of science standards. That's an effort to bring engineering for the first time into the K-12 system all the way through, as well as really change the focus of science education from what we've done traditionally to really what we need for the 21st century workforce.
So I'm hearing you say we're good in the M department, we're not quite so good in the STE department.
I think all of our departments need some work and some emphasis. I think it's really difficult, particularly for elementary school teachers who have to teach across a broad area of disciplines, to really address carefully the engineering and science components of that age group.
Yeah, are you an advocate of an integrated curriculum then, incorporating all the STEM subjects?
Here in Michigan, we've got a notion of local control that our local school boards and local educators really know their students the best. The emphasis of the Next Generation Science Standard is really to propose a set of aspirational goals that individual school districts and states can adopt and then determine how to approach things in their curriculum plans. For me personally, I think what we're trying to do with CREATE and with a number of our curriculum projects is to do something that introduces the science practices alongside the science content. So students need to be able to understand how to work as a scientist as much as they need to understand the specific science content facts.
Bob Geyer is our guest. Bob is the Associate Director of the Create for STEM Institute at Michigan State University. We are talking about STEM education here in Michigan. How do we compare to other states?
I think in the as we've looked across and a number of folks have taken a look at things like the National Education Assessment Program results, Michigan finishes usually in the bottom half to the bottom third. That's something that we continue to work on in the state, and we would love to see improve.
And what are the challenges that schools face? Those schools that want to implement a more vigorous STEM curriculum, what challenges do they face here in Michigan?
I think one of the hardest challenges is how do we prepare and keep teachers who have real deep experience in the science and technology fields because there are so many other possibilities for them out in the workplace.
Any ideas as to how we do that?
That's something that here at Michigan State we're working on in terms of teacher preparation programs as well as early career teacher development. There are a number of professional development programs that are being rolled out by different partners across the state, the Michigan Math Science Centers Network, which is affiliated with some of the ISDs, and the Math Science Center programs across the state are contributing to that. But it's a hard challenge.
Is it a challenge to get kids interested in the STEM subjects? Are they gravitating to those or not?
I think the biggest challenge with kids is kids naturally are inquisitive, right? They look at the world around them and they want to know why. And anybody who's had a little kid knows that those questions come up all the time, why? The problem is that school science has become very pedantic. We're really kind of looking at a testing regime that doesn't engage kids in those why questions. And that, particularly in middle school, we see kids from grade 6 through 8 lose their interest in science. And they begin to associate science with this drill exercise in school, whereas the real lively practice of science that engages kids starts to fade.
If we start to change this, if we start to change the way we teach these subjects, Bob, will we also have to change how we test these subjects?
Absolutely. In many ways, for the last 10 to 15 years here in Michigan and across the country, the way we test has driven some of what happens in the classroom, and not always in productive ways. We're engaged in research right now because this is a hard assessment problem. If we're trying to get students to really engage in scientific practices, then we have to find assessments that are able to economically measure the extent to which they're able to do those things.
Bob Geyer is our guest. Bob is Associate Director of the Create for STEM Institute at Michigan State University, and we are talking about STEM education in our state. Is legislation like what's being proposed in the State House and Senate likely to make a difference in getting kids more interested in these fields?
Senator Pruce's bill is an interesting one in that it's an effort to encourage upper-level kids to kind of continue in science. Right now, the Michigan Merit Curriculum specifies 3 years of science for high school students and 4 years of mathematics, and the bill would provide a STEM certificate for those who completed a full 4 years of science. So it would be an encouragement for kids to take that extra year of science. But what we really need to focus on is what is the content of those science courses, not just the fact that they've sat and managed to complete a course in an area. For that, the state really needs to move forward on things like adopting the next generation of science standards, which Michigan was a major contributor to in terms of the development of, but it's been held up for a couple of years now by the state school board and the legislature.
Bob, comment specifically, though, one more time, and I just want to be absolutely clear about this, because there's been such a vigorous discussion over the relevance and desirability of the Common Core standards here in Michigan. Would the Common Core standards, will they be advantageous to the advancement of STEM education? Are they? Do you look at them as hand in hand?
The Common Core will definitely contribute on the mathematics side, because it's trying to do in mathematics the same kinds of things that we're trying to do in science, in that we're not just teaching the drill of mathematics, but we're trying to teach the kids the whys and how to use mathematics productively, which is the essence of science and engineering discipline.
When you talk with the teachers in the classrooms, how do teachers outside the STEM fields regard this focus on STEM education? Do they feel less relevant here in this environment or not?
I think teachers across the state are enormously dedicated to both the kids that they're teaching and to the subjects that they're teaching. And right now in Michigan, I don't think there's any teacher who's teaching a subject that's irrelevant. In those teachers who are teaching English language arts, every one of us in the sciences and the engineering disciplines knows that being able to communicate well, being able to read and write effectively are as much a part of the STEM fields as being able to do calculus.
One of the things that President Obama has pushed for is getting more teachers trained in the STEM subjects. Do you hold a lot of hope that that will unfold?
It's been a real challenge. In Michigan, for a number of years, we've been below replacement rate in mathematics teachers and in science teachers. Michigan State is a big center for the development of new teachers in those fields, and the number of retirees versus the number of students we're getting in is out of whack. The additional challenge that we have is that we have a very hard time keeping science and mathematics teachers in the K-12 system. Probably close to 50% leave within their first 5 years of teaching and go on to other things. Mm.
So there are efforts made early on. I see this in a couple of areas. The kids are interested early on, but they tend to lose interest, and it's hard to hold on to the good teachers. There's kind of a parallel there that's interesting. But we want to thank you for all your insights here. This is a fascinating subject that is not going away, that will be a part of the conversation in our state. Bob Geyer is the Associate Director of the Create for STEM Institute here at Michigan State University. We've been talking about STEM education. Thanks, Bob.
Thanks so much, Mark.